Amen. Amen.
I invite you to stand and worship with me.
We pray for revival. We start on our knees. Spirit of God, pour out on us. Whatever it looks like, wherever you lead. Spirit of God, pour out on us. Spirit of God, pour out on us. Where the Spirit of
Thank you.
Corinthians 3, 17 and 18. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
Could just take a moment and just to acknowledge that the Lord, by His Spirit, is freedom for us. And whatever you may have brought in today, that would be a hindrance, that would be a burden, that would even be bondage this morning, in any way, whether it's heavy or light, the Spirit of the Lord brings freedom. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And so we just declare that the Spirit of the Lord is here in our midst. And because the Spirit of the Lord is here in our midst, there is freedom. And so even just personally before Him, as we gather together, if you would just offer to Him whatever might be the burden or the bondage that you find yourself facing. And then in prayer, just personally offer that to Him. And then we want to declare this morning, we don't want that. We want Jesus. Give me Jesus. And the Spirit takes all of that and does a work in our soul. It may be dramatic, or it may just be the walking out fresh again today. I declare, I don't want this. I want Jesus. And so, just where you're at, whatever the burden or the struggle or the hardship that you carry today, just offer it to the Lord afresh. Spirit of the living God, we acknowledge you are here. You are moving in our midst. And because you are, you have said, where you are, there is freedom. So we, by faith, believe that you are our freedom through Christ. Would you bring freedom? Freedom from the burdens, from the bondages that we carry, or even are upon us. And we together, in place of those, as we surrender them, we say, give me Jesus. Would you just say that with me? Declare it together. Give me Jesus. Declare it again. Give me Jesus. Once more. Give me Jesus. And we are here together. Could we declare together, give us Jesus? Give us Jesus. Declare it again. Give us Jesus. Once more in faith. Give us Jesus. So we declare the freedom of Jesus through the Spirit, the freedom that has been purchased on the cross through the life, death, and resurrection of Christ and his ascension because he rules and reigns on high. We trade our burdens and our sorrows for the freedom, for the peace, and for the presence of Christ. Thank you. You are good. We rejoice in you.
What can I give you?
we can just stay in this moment, and if there are words of thanksgiving and praise to the Lord, to the worthiness of our King, if you would lift them up where you're at.
Great is his name and greatly to be praised.
Mm-hmm. Yes. In the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness.
We adore you, and we come here today to praise your name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Great are you, Lord, and worthy of our praise.
Yes, and the beauties of your holiness, the truth, righteousness, right.
We could just sing that final part of the chorus once again as we would close this time of worship.
Which part? You are holy.
Yes, Lord, we worship you in the splendor of your majesty and the beauty of your holiness and declare worthy, worthy, worthy are you, Lord. Your praise is endless. Your praise is eternal. We can never come to the end of praising you. Thank you for the privilege, even in these moments, to join with heaven and to declare your holiness, your glory, your beauty, your greatness, your worthiness. And thank you for visiting us as we have worshiped you. Great are you, Lord, and most worthy of praise. We honor you. In the strong and mighty name of Jesus, we pray these things. And all God's people joined together and said, amen. 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 In honor of reading God's word aloud, if you are able, remain standing and open to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. And as we would look into God's word, the children from kindergarten through sixth grade would be dismissed for children's church. And we bless the children as they go to their time. Just as we look forward to what the Lord would speak to us through his word, we bless them as they go to hear what God has to say to them. Hebrews chapter 10, beginning in verse 19 through verse 25. Writer Hebrews says, therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body, And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as we see the day approaching. May the Lord add his blessing this morning to the reading of his word. You may be seated. Thank you for remaining standing, and thank you to Isabel and Michelle for leading us in that privileged time of worship through song.